You're now live.
Okay, what do you guys have with you?
Rehearsal's done.
Carissa should be on the back.
Do you guys still have this?
Oh, yeah, I have that.
You have that? Why don't you share it with me? Byzantine music simplified, and we'll go and make sure that we know all of this stuff, and then we'll look at the stuff that I sent out. Let us look at, okay, so we had studied last time the temporal signs on page 9, right? The plasma, which does what, Isabella? What does the plasma do? It adds a beat, that's right. And what does the apli do, Mimi? What does one dot do? How many beats does one dot add? Adds one beat. Two dots add two beats. Three dots add three beats. Right. So.
Why did you say when
they they're just two different symbols that mean the same thing. Okay, right? We have K's and C's in the English alphabet, don't we? And don't they both make the sound K sometimes? So it's okay. We have two symbols that do the same thing. That's right. There's more than three. So, exercise number 9. Let's warm up with that, and we can... we'll do all the exercises. And I want to get to page 11, where we say temporal signs which divide time. Because that's really what we need. Dividing time is the hard part. Adding is easy, right? Okay, ready? Exercise 9. Ni ni babu ga di ke zo ni mi zo ke di ga bu pa ni. Ready? 1, 2, ni ni pa pa bu ga di di ga ga bu pa. What, you got that? Straight up and down. Na na pa pa bu ga di ke di ga bu pa. So the last note is the apostrophos with an apli underneath. It means the same thing, right? Two beats. Ni ni pa bu ga di. Exercise 11. 1, 2. Ni pa bu ga di ga bu pa ni. So that's going to be on your midterm. It's noted there. Mm-hmm. So.
Be ready.
Huh?
This
one's going to be on the midterm. What do you mean? So, is everybody okay on 11? You guys know how to do that? Okay, if I wasn't singing, you guys know how to do that, right?
Ni.
Go ahead and do it. Ready? Exercise 11.
Ni pa bu ga di ga bu pa ni.
Right. Next one. Ready?
Ni pa bu pa ni pa bu ga bu pa bu ga di ga bu pa ni.
A little bit harder, right? Yeah? You guys want to do that one again? huh? Again.
Ni pa bu pa ni pa bu ga bu pa bu ga di ga bu pa ni.
What are you guys looking at?
I just didn't make the turn.
Yep.
I'm like, why are we going new?
Yeah, you gotta.
Right?
So there's the trick there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a mark right there. They didn't show that the midterm included.
Right.
Well,
right.
You got to stop on pot for the midterm, but for the exercise, we go all the way down the knee. Okay. Are you getting it, Neil? Yeah? Okay, follow along. Do exercise number 14. We'll come back to it. Because it starts on fa, it's got a little bit different sound. Remember? Ni pa bu ga vi, vi ga bu pa ni. What's the distance between ni and vi? Ni, vi, ni. Remember? 42 is the perfect pentachord. 42 microtones. 12, 10, 8, 12. 12 between mi and fa. 10, fa vu. 8, vu ga. 12, ga vi. Okay? The difference between fa and ke, 42. Again, it's 42. But the intervals in between them, in between the first note and the second note and the third note, are different, and so it gives you a different sound. Ni ni pa bu ga vi di ga bu pa ni ni pa pa bu ga vi ke di ga bu ga vi ke di ga bu pa ni pa bu ga vi di ga bu pa ni. So although the distance, the overall distance is the same. It is. Ni is the normal place to start. Ni mi la pitora. The normal place to start for ni is, I mean, the normal place for plagal of the fourth is ni. The normal place to start for first and plagal of the first is fa. Ni. Exercise 14.
Ni fa bu ga di ga.
Byzantine music simplified. So what's underneath those notes there? Tripli, that's right, tripli. So each one of those is worth one for the note plus three more beats for underneath. Each dot is worth one extra beat, right? And in Byzantine music, usually, except for the exceptions, right? Usually, every symbol is worth one note, and one beat. Exercise 15.
Ni, ni, pa, bu, bu, pa, ni, pa, bu, ga, di, ga, bu, pa, ni.
You see where we are?
Yeah, okay.
Heart? So the exercise really tries to teach you the dipli versus tripli in a musical, in a hymn. The tripli, I mean the dipli with the extra note would be its own measure. And if somebody has looked at it before, they would write a little three up above it. So you know just by scanning your eyes ahead that you've got a triangle count in there, right? And so this one is kind of, it's not broken up into measures, so you don't know exactly how to count it until you get there. But that's how, so this, you would count it like this.
Ni pa bu bu ga bu ga di ke.
Whoops.
Ni pa bu bu pa ni pa bu ga di.
Yeah, sorry.
Ni, ni pa bu bu pa ni pa bu ga Pani Gavu Pani. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three.
Yeah, you could do that. Da, da, da. Did I write that or did you write that though?
You wrote that one. The last time.
Oh, is that right? No, I mean, it works that way. Yeah, it works this way. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Because you can't tell what the downbeat is until you know the text. The text gives you the downbeat, right? So if it's a accented syllable, then you know that's where the downbeat is. The ishiro, the strong part of the measure. Okay, 13.
Ni ni bam. Pabugadi gabupani.
Easy, right? Ifen. Ifen. It says it right there. It's comparable to the tie in Western music. So it just, you just carry on. You know, it ties two notes together. So the exercise that's shown there as an illustration, instead of saying ni ni pa pa bu bu, you'd say ni pa bu. Okay. So it's the ifen is always used to continue the previous note. It's not, you don't change notes in the middle of a tie. It's always the, you know. Okay, so exercise number 16. Here, show Mimi the 16. Do you want your own copy, Mimi? Isabella, why don't you give me that one? Since you're... You see where we are, Neil? Exercise 16? Yep.
Ni, ni, pa, bu, ga, di, ga, bu, pa, ni.
Exercise 17.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu 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 ga di di.
I'm sorry. The V, we say V V 2 3, right? V 2 3. Yeah, the. I'm off. Start at the beginning.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu 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 ga di di ke di ga bu pa ni ni.
Right? Niño, you follow it? A little hard, huh? You got it, Krista? Okay, so that's the ifen. It ties them together, and we don't, when we're saying para la yi, we don't say the notes individually, right? Should we do number 17 one more time before we move to the gorgon? Yeah?
Ni 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 pa 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 bu 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 ga di di ke di ga bu pa ni ni.
Got it? All right, you guys want to do it without me? All right. Ready? Okay, ready? One, two, three, four. No.
That's my fault, sorry.
That's right. Me, me. That's right, Bella. Okay. So, we know how to extend time. We know all of the symbols, or at least we can, you know, you kind of know what they are on page 8 and 9. Obviously, when you're doing paralayi and you see one of these in a hymn, you can always look it up to double check, you know, what was the size of that jump, because the only way you really learn them is to see them and practice over and over and over and over and over. So, now the hard thing is the gorgon, because instead of one B with the gorgon, it cuts it in half, right? And the hardest thing to get used to is that when you see a gorgon, it affects the note on which it sits, plus the one before it, not the one after it. Sometimes, right. When it's, no. It always reaches back one, and then if it's a vigorgon, it reaches back one and forward one. If it's a trigorgon, it reaches one back and two forward. Okay, so it always reaches just one back. But you gotta know, you gotta look ahead, and to the extent you see a gorgon, you gotta know that it gets half a beat.
It's half a beat, no matter which one.
No. That's what I'm saying. Just ignore the vigorgon and the trigorgon for now, because the vigorgon and the trigorgon are hard. You know, what we need to learn is the gorgon now, so we can do hymns. And then the Vigorgon and Trigorgon we'll get to later. I want to talk about the Gorgon and what in this other symbol called Sineges Elafron, continuous Elafron, literally, that is on page, the top of page 17. And I thought it was equals. Sineges Elafron equals this. Let me look and maybe I saw it in this book. The other ones that I sent you. Oh, it's not in here. It's okay. We'll learn it. Okay, so the gorgon, let's focus on that one real quick. So it takes two notes. The gorgon affects two notes. Normally, two notes would be worth two beats, right? So it takes one of those beats, throws it out entirely, and then splits those two notes into the one remaining beat, right? So it threw one beat out, and then the one beat that remains, it splits between the two notes. So it's probably easiest for me to just do the exercise, and that way you guys can hear it. Nin, nin, ni, pa, pa, vu, ga, di, ke, di, ga, vu, pa, ni. You gotta, so it makes you go quicker up and down the ladder, right? That's what it does. You know, klezmer are easy because it allows you to, it gives you the time to figure out, okay, what's up and what's down and all of that, you know, basically. So the next one, 12.
Νη παβουγα δικαιζό νινίζω και διγαβού πανινί.
Right? So, this is figure, since we're in the season, you can see how agorhon is used in the text. Okay, so listen how it goes. Most of these, I picked this one because the symbols going up and down are pretty easy. There's not a whole lot of big jumps. So listen to how I'm going to do the paralagi on this, okay?
Nim ni babugadi di gabupanim. Nim ni ni pa 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 bu ni pa bu gadi ke di gabu.
No, I'm sorry.
And na 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 ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu.
Right? You guys see where we are?
I'm not sure what to do.
We
need to do this mark.
Which mark?
The little down.
Oh, the iporoi. Remember, we learned the iporoi goes down two notes sequentially.
Okay.
So it was on page 5.
I think it's because we learned the symbol, but we didn't have the exercise.
Never did an exercise on it. Yeah, he didn't put any exercise on the iporoi, I don't think. Yeah. But it's okay. We'll get them. You know, we'll pick them all up. So the iporoi is like apostrophos plus apostrophos. Mm-hmm. So you go down two sequentially, not jump down two like the alafron. Like, you know, remember what the petasti looks like? Upside down petasti is called alafron, and it jumps down two. Iporoi is just a little psht. And it goes down one, and then down another one. Yep. Bupani. Huh? Plasma, remember? That's the plasma.
So, on the second symbol and second line.
Second symbol, second line, yes. That's right. The kendimata, so remember, kendimata under an oligon, we read from the bottom up. And so we read the kendimata, then we read the oligon. Remember, if you guys flip to page 6 of your Byzantine Music Simplified, we did, in the middle exercise, we said,
Nini vuga di 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 ga vuga di ke zo di.
Right, we read the ra zi oligon kendimata. We read from the bottom up. The oligon first, then the kendimata. And so that's how we read in Byzantine music, from the bottom up. This one is kendimata on the bottom and oligon on the top. You still read from the bottom up. Kendimata, remember, can't be on a intone, can't be on an accented syllable. It's up softly, right?
That's why it's first. It's on the up softly. It's on the up. Can't be on the downbeat.
Okay, so the thing to pay attention to here is how the gorgon interacts with the kendimata plus oligon on the second line in the permafo. The gorgon goes on anytime you have that symbol there, the gorgon goes with the kendimata, not the olivon. And remember the gorgon, but it's counterintuitive. Right here, buddy, right here. There's a gorgon right there, see it? We have kendimata, olivon, and the gorgon is over it. Right? It's a gorgon. No, it's a gorgon. The gorgon. The what's his name? Can you see it? Yeah. That's it. Okay. So the gorgon. This is one of the hardest things to learn. It's one of. That's why I thought we'd show it through an exercise instead of trying to explain it only in theory. The gorgon goes with the kendimata. If we're reading from the bottom up, and the gorgon goes with the kendimata, what two notes does the gorgon affect? No, the gorgon reaches backwards.
Yeah.
So it's the ison and the kendimata. The olivon is a whole beat. Okay? If we're looking at olivon, kedimata, olivon. It's this, it's the equivalent of this. Okay? Although it's written like that. Right? Because we read from the bottom up, it's the equivalent of this. If we saw this, the gorgon reaches backwards. See it? See it, Yom? The palabra? Kind of hard, huh? A little bit. Okay. Okay, then we have the next hard thing. So there's only two hard things in this whole thing.
Hold on just a second. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. If it were written like this, it would affect.
No, it's written like this, in fact, but this equals this. It could have been written like this. They write it like this for more compact orthography.
Okay. I thought you said that it affected these, not this.
Uh-uh. The opposite.
Okay.
I see.
Okay.
Mimi las. It. We read from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
However, in this symbol, the gorgon goes with the kedimata.
And because that's we're going bottom up, then it affects the preceding.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because the gorgon goes with the kedimata, it affects this and that. Let me write something different. They could write something like that instead. Right? They could write ison oligon kedimata. Instead of kedimata oligon, they could have written this flipped around depending on the accenting of the syllables. You know, so basically we would still read from the bottom up. But the hard part is here that anytime you have either this symbol or this symbol, the gorgon always goes with the kendimata, no matter where the kendimata appear. The gorgon,
in this case, it is the kendimata and the olivon.
Yes, so in this case, it's this. In this case, it's this. In this case, it's this. So the easy way to remember it is the gorgon always goes with the kendimata. Okay, gorgon goes hand in hand with the kedimata. So this is the one though. This top example is the one that we see in the hymn, in Tifermak. So let's try to do paralagi now that you know that. Oh, hold on, one more thing, one more symbol. The iporoi. The the fourth symbol in on the second line. See the little hash with the gorgon on top? Remember, iporoi equals apostrophos, apostrophos. That one. Iporoidi equals apostrophos, apostrophos. So, if we were to rewrite that line, that symbol, we have apostrophos iporoi right now, the way it's written. We have apostrophos, right? Iporoi, gorgon. Okay? That's what we have. That's how they write those.
This other one, is that also the Banshee
symbol? Okay, that's something, that's a qualitative symbol, not a note symbol. So, well, that means emphasize the next note. Varia. It's called varia. And we emphasize the next note. This one here. So, we have apostrophos iporoi. And I'm going to rewrite it like apostrophos, apostrophos, apostrophos.
Does the word one go to the middle apostrophos?
Yes. And it equals that. Okay. These are written in the Byzantine Music Simplified book as little... okay, so flip to page 15 real quick. Byzantine Music Simplified. Toward the middle of the page it says, when the kindimata stand below the oligon, it is chanted first. When it is above, the oligon is chanted first. And so it gives you those equivalencies, right? It explains those just like we did them. He didn't do it with the gorgon, but I'm sure that's also somewhere in here. Okay, then flip to page 17. He explains the iporoi. Says the iporoi operates as two apostrophe. For example, and he shows the iporoi equals apostrophos, apostrophos, right? See it in the middle there, guys? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ni, ni, pa, bu, pa, bu, ga. Ni, pa, bu, pa, bu, pa, ni, pa, bu, pa, ni. See that?
What is he? It's like parentheses.
He put them in so that the next exercise he can show you the equivalencies.
Huh.
Yeah, so you can see what he replaced.
Ni pa bu pa bu pa ni pa bu pa ni.
Right? Okay.
So the iparoi is the bottom there.
So the apli is the second. Yeah. The apli, you hold the second. Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, I didn't even, I just looked right past that. So when the iparoi has the dot goes at the very end of the, at the very end. And you'll always see iporoi with a dot underneath. 90% of the time you see iporoi, maybe not 90, but very, very, very frequently you'll see it with a dot underneath. And so you'll want to hold it.
Okay. Glad this is the simplified version.
Iporoi is two beats because it's consecutive.
So, okay, so that's a good point. So how many beats does an iporoi with an apli have?
So three.
Three, right. So you go dum, dum, one, one, two, right? That's right. That's all right. What's that? At the end of a line. That's right.
It's in the middle of it.
Yeah, not so much. Okay, so now that you guys know kind of how this in theory is supposed to work, Right, now you can see. I'll read through the first three lines. Yes. Very good question. So we'll get to them in a little while. Let's focus on the stuff that we just learned, and then we'll do the we're gonna go all the way through the whole hymn. Okay? But let's look at the stuff that we learned first.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga vi ga bu pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu Gavi Gavu Pavu.
I made it to the Martiria in the third line. You did? What about you, Teresa? Michali?
No.
I appreciate the honesty. Okay. So what would help? Where are you guys getting tripped up? For anybody getting tripped up, where are we getting it tripped up?
Actually, it might help just hearing you sing the actual words.
Really?
Yeah. Not what I'm just trying to follow where you're at.
I'm getting lost in that one jumble of all the symbols that we just talked about.
Okay, so the first three. So before the varia is the big dark. Okay. Before the varia, we go
bugadi, bugadi, gabupa, bu, tan tan tan, tan 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 tan.
So we're on V on that ishon right there.
Yeah.
Is on V.
No, that's not on V. That's the sukratima, dude. Forget that.
I thought.
No, did I say
that's what you had just said?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bugadi bugadi.
I didn't say the exact
bu
bugadi bugadi ga bu pa bu.
The varia is a symbol that only tells us to emphasize what follows it. That's not. So. So if we're here.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu.
Number four oi is equals two apostrophe. Two apostrophes, so we go down.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu.
Por hoy again.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu.
Right? You get it, Teddy? Huh?
I tell you, I don't know what to train my brain.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu.
exactly the same twice. You getting it? Okay. Ready? You guys look. Ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga li ga bu pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga li Now you got it? That's right. Varia. That means accent what comes after it. So forget it.
Oh,
I should have whited it out. Okay. Oh, you just fixed it for me.
Which symbol is it to ignore?
That's actually a sun symbol. It's not sun.
No wonder.
It just means emphasize the next.
Forget that.
Because I'm not seeing that. I'm like, hold on.
So this is.
Okay. All right.
So let me hold on. Let me see. Okay, so there's a varia, the third symbol in, right? On the second line, there's a varia. Cross it out. Third line, in the middle, there's a varia. Cross it out. Fourth line, there's no varia. Fifth line, there's a varia towards the end. Cross it out. Okay? Then, what other symbols, what other little signs that are in there that are confusing? You see the little plus signs that Isabella asked about.
The breeze?
The plus signs just means take a quick breath, you know? It means, literally, it means corvete y foni, that you stop the stop making a sound out of your mouth. So we don't sing through that.
Hipermaco strativo tanikitiria.
Remember when you guys asked me, how do you end a line when you see an apli or a vipli or a tripli versus a klasma? Or maybe you said, why would you end it? I think that was the question. Why do you have a klasma in one case, but an apli or a vipli in another case, if they're gonna equal the same number of notes? And I said, well, you do something with your voice different when you see an apli or a vipli at the end of the line versus when you see a klasma. You guys remember I said that maybe last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. So here's your example.
Hipermaco strativo tanikitiria os litrotisa don dinon eftaristiria annan.
There's a difference.
There's a difference, right? It's subtle, but there's a difference. Okay. So.
This
hymn? Yeah, there is another way to sing it that's slightly different. But the good thing is that when we have the music, we don't get to sing it the other way. We sing what the music says, only. Because the way, and this goes back to truth versus developed tradition, here you might, in church, you might see, because somebody wrote it this way, you know, probably in a Western translation, they said, Ti fermaco strativo, right? This is the true traditional. If you were listening to a chanter from Constantinople, would say,
Ti ferma kos rati vota nikitiria. Ti ferma kos.
Right? Okay. So, but this is, I just did this, I just pulled this because it's easy. I mean, it's, you know, there's only a few things that you need to learn, and you can say the hymn, basically. You could sing the whole hymn. Okay, let's see what else we need to learn to be able to sing this. We're almost there, buddy. Line 4, third symbol in, you see what looks to be an oligon with an ison and kendimata above it. Everybody see that? And the gorgon and the big old over it. So, okay, so when you guys see a dot next to a gorgon, ignore it for now. It means something. Can I show you what it means? I'll sing it both ways, the third line. It's called parestigmenon gorgon. And instead of splitting half and half, you split two-thirds, one-third.
Depends.
Very good. Which side is the weight on? The dot gives the weight for the two-thirds. So,
oslitrothisa, see where I am? Ton dinon nectaristiria.
That's if I gave half, 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 half. Right? If I gave the gorga each half.
Karistiria.
That's regular gorgon. Now what's written?
Karistiria.
It makes it sound, you know, it's a little very variety. It just makes it sound a little bit cooler, right? Isn't that right? Doesn't it make it sound cool?
Absolutely.
That makes it sound cool.
So I know you, just make sure I heard, you said, no, we're not running this right now. You said the dot gets the two-thirds?
Yeah, that's right. So the gorgon, remember, it sits on the note, but it affects the note that it sits on and the one before it. So if we see a gorgon with a dot before the gorgon, the two-thirds reaches back to the previous note. And if we see the gorgon with the dot to the right side of the gorgon, the two-thirds is on the note on which the gorgon sits. So, this next one, the next line. Okay, I'm going to start at the martiria of Vu. In the third line down.
Because the note is lower as a note, we're down to the function, right? Function.
Yes, on the poroi. Yes.
So only the first half of those two gets
four. Remember, when the gorgon sits on top of the poroi, it's as if you have two apostrophe like this.
Yeah.
And the gorgon reaches back to the previous note, and it affects the first apostrophos. The second one is a whole note. Yeah, but forget the two-thirds, one-third for a while, since it's a complicated one. It's cool. It's way cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's real cool.
I think you have to hear it.
You have to hear it a million times. Right. So, let me start at the martiria of Vu. See where we are right there? Third line, martiria of Vu.
Mm-hmm.
You mean right here. That's where I'm starting, okay? And I'm going to do paralagi all the way through the next martiria, which is ni down below, in the fourth line. Okay? I'm going to do the paralagi starting on with the martiria of Vu all the way down to the martiria of ni. Okay?
Ni ni pa Vu. Vu ga di 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 ga ga di di pa vu ga vu pa ni pa vu ni.
You only make
Okay, so, now what did we do there? We said the symbol in the fourth line, the one that looks confusing because it's got a lot of things going on, it looks like an oligon with a ison on top of it and kedimata on top of it with a gorgon. Okay, so the thing to tell you guys here is that the oligon is not expressed here. The oligon acts as, they say, stirigma in Greek, a support. It acts only as a support. We can forget it's even there for our purposes right now. In fact, it does have a purpose. It does have a purpose, but at this stage, it's best to forget that the oligon is even there. And so we just go, we look above and we read the ison and the kedimata.
Mm-hmm. So when the two are there above the oligon, mm-hmm. you still read them left.
Left to right. That's right. Okay, forget that. That. No, it's not a flutter. It just ties them together. Tying it over, that's right. It's the same vowel sound, and so you just tie it over. Mm-hmm. So, then the next hard symbol is the symbol on li that tells us you go down three notes. How do we know you go down three notes? Because it's one of the combination symbols that are explained on page 8 of Byzantine Music Simplified, where it says descends three steps transgressively. It's the first symbol under the descending. So it's basically an elatron with an apostrophos in the middle of it. All together. So 2 plus 1, 3. That's how you remember it. Do you want to come sit with me, Neil? Ella. Right here. So that symbol right there is an elatron with an apostrophos in it. It tells us jump three down. But then we look right after that and we see what? A kedimata with a gorgon underneath it. Yes. We see kedimata with a gorgon underneath it. Why did they put the gorgon underneath it? It doesn't really matter, is the answer. Who cares? But it operates the same. They could have put the gorgon above it. Okay, they could have. Right here. They could have put that gorgon above it, but they didn't. They put it below it. So which two does that gorgon affect? The down three plus the up one. Right? And then we have su, it's an oligon. Forget the swoop underneath, because the swoop underneath just tells us to do it in a particular way. That's a qualitative symbol. So we're kind of jumping ahead just so I can show you guys the actual music. You know what I mean? But obviously there's a handful of symbols in here that we haven't learned yet, but it's okay. Just because sometimes the exercises get a little bit monotonous and boring, you know. Then we have fe, and then the o is the sinergias elafron that I mentioned earlier. Continuous elafron, sinergias elafron. And it looks like an apostrophos and an elafron crammed together. See which symbol I'm talking about? That one. Yep. It looks the apostrophos. They're pretty. That's close enough. Okay. That's a sinergias elafron. Okay. The apostrophos and the elafron pushed together is called synechesa elafron. And it is as if the operation in music is exactly like apostrophos, apostrophos, with a gorgon over the first apostrophos.
So are you saying that these two are acting as one symbol?
They act as a combination symbol, and they tell us to go down two notes sequentially with the gorgon over the first note. So listen to the paralagi again. Starting at vu. Nipa vu. Vu ga di 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 ga ga di di pa vu ga vu pa ni pa vu ni. Tan 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 tan. Tan 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 li su te o to gen. So the synechesa elafron, we go down. So
The
synechesa elafron? Because the oligon is not expressed. The oligon is in the cable, not expressed. Is this too hard? Is this too hard? Have we gone too much?
It is.
It's exposure. Let's put it that way. Exposure.
Exactly. Huh? Okay, so given that. Okay, that's enough for Keith and Michael. We'll work on it next week a little bit more, too. Let's do some of these exercises on this that I. Emailed you guys.
Would you mind singing through the whole thing once?
Para la
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Ni, 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 pa, 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 bu, ni, pa, bu, bu, ga, di, ga, bu, pa, bu. Ni, 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 pa, 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 bu, ni. Pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu bu ga di di ga ga di pa bu ga bu pa ni pa bu ni 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 pa 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 bu ni pa bu bu ga di ga bu pa bu bu ga di di ga bu pa bu ga bu pa ni di di ni zor ke di di ga bu pa ga bu pa ni zo ke zo ni.
Kind of hard. there's probably several stumbling blocks, you know, because there's new symbols, but. Okay, let's do a few of these exercises in this. And the thing that I email to them. These are going to be easy, and the good thing is that the audio files are attached. So when you pull it up on your computer, not the one that I sent you, you have to go to the original one where I sent you on St. Anthony's Monastery. Okay, so let's do these real quick. We'll fly through them. Bing. Ni pa pa bu bu ga ga ni ni ke ke zo zo ni 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 zo zo ke ke ni ni ga ga bu bu pa pa ni ni. Next page. Ni pa bu ga ni ke zo ni ni zo ke ni ga bu pa ni. Exercise 3. Ni pa bu pa bu ga di di ke di ga bu pa ni pa 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 bu ga di ke ke so ke di di ke so ni ni. Got it? Marissa? What about you, Michael? Yeah, number 3, we'll do it again. Okay, everybody together.
Ni pa bu pa bu ga di di ke di ga bu pa ni pa 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 bu ga di ke ke zo ke di di ke zo ni ni.
Who messed up? Anybody messed up?
I didn't mess up.
Okay, next one. Obviously, these rely. He throws in a bunch of stuff here, and that's why it's good to exercise to practice these, because they go up and down, and you know they're not predictable, right? Exercise number 4. That's where we are, right?
Ni pa bu ga di ke di ga bu bu ga di ga bu pa ni pa bu pa ni zo ni ni.
What's underneath me?
So, yeah.
What's above high me?
We're going.
Okay, 5.
Ni ni pa bu ga bu pa ni pa bu ga di ke di ga bu bu pa bu ga di ga bu pa pa bu ga di ga bu pa ni ni.
Got it? Easy, right? Ready. We have to stop. 6. This one's kind of long. You guys got your shoes on?
Me.
Yeah, you're gonna run.
Ni ni pa bu bu ga bu pa pa bu ga di di ke di ga bu ga di ke zo ni so ke di ke zo ni pa ni zo ni 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 zo ke di ga di ke ke Zoke viga buga divi, ke viga bupa buga ga, viga bupa ni zo ni ni.
Right? All right. Cool. Krisis ifem, the use of ifem. We did this one today, so that one's real easy, right? Right?
Ni pa bu la di di la bu pa di.
Let's do the next one.
Ni 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 pa 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 bu 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 pa 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 ni 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 zo 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 ni zo ni.
I'm hearing K. I'm hearing Z. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. See, these are a little bit more fun because they're not so predictable, right? And they really test if you are getting up and down the ladder, you know. Okay, we'll do number 9 real quick, and then we can be done, unless you guys have questions. But we can't really talk to each other about it. Are you here for them too? Okay, good.
Ni 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 pa ni pa pa bu pa bu bu ga bu ga da di ga ke
no
bi ke.
I'm sorry, I'm messing up. Ready from the beginning, number 9.
Ni ni pa ni pa pa bu pa bu bu ga bu ga ga di ga di ga ga bu ga bu bu pa bu pa pa ni pa ni ni zo ni zo zo ke zo ni ni.
Yeah.
Trying to do that.
But you know, you don't get that many. This is for exercise. You don't get that many fetestes in a row.
Yeah.
You know, where you're constantly. You can see them. They're predictable. You look ahead. You can see where they are. You know, usually they even have a plasma with them. So they're, you know, like here. Remember on the Pinitermajo, you have a whole hymn, and the only fetestes is. There's only one pedacito here.
Yeah.
Na tra lo si ta ra 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 ra. Yeah, well, and then there's one beat, one there.
This is a leaf. Yeah.
Rich? Yeah. That's right. That's right. So, the next time, I think we'll do. Pinitermajo more. And the goal next week is to be able to read it through para la guía. And really, we're most of the way through it because it's just repeating the stuff that we talked about. And then I want to next week, we'll talk about a little bit about Isok Latima, since they're written here, Isok Latima. You know, they're written, the letters are written, and you wonder, why do we have to learn the names of the notes, Nipabu and all of this? Because the Isokrakimata are written in using our alphabet, not using, you know, some. So that's why you have to learn the names of the notes.
Loading?
it's always preferable. You can hit it. So what we're going to do next time is half of us will sing the Isopratima and half of us will sing the melody. Well, that's it. Then you can leave the Isopratima. It's all right. You got to learn both, and so it's not.
Isopratima? Huh? Firefighters. Not your firefighter.